WBAI celebrated its 50th anniversary a few years ago, but now it may go off the air. Creditors threaten the station. The rent on the transmitter at the Empire State Building is more than $50,000 a month. The station owes them $250,000.
There are sharks circling around WBAI who want that frequency, both non-commercial and commercial operators.
Larry Josephson, veteran broadcaster, live radio host, and former WBAI manager, says the high cost of rent on the transmitter is due in part to them hiking up Con Edison charges for electricity.
The owner makes a lot of money on electric, so that skews the rent. That makes the rent a lot more than it would be. You're renting three things there, the space, the room, which isn't much, the electric, and then the master antenna. There is one antenna that all the FM stations at the Empire State Building share through a complex machine called the diplexer. And the problem is that they hold all the cards. You don't like our rent? Take your transmitter to another location. You can't. First of all, to move the transmitter would require permission from the FCC because we're short-spaced with a WBAI is short space with a station in Wilmington, I think. And
what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, there are certain minimum distances that the FCC requires for between one FM station on 99.5 and another. And the nearest high power station to us is in Wilmington. So when we moved to the Empire, we had both stations signed a waiver to agree to be short-spaced, not by much. But, for example, if we were to move south to the Freedom Tower, whenever that gets done, we might be too close to that station in Wilmington. I don't know. But you can't, there are people who say, well, they just pick up and go somewhere. You can't do that. It's a huge machine. So you're stuck. So BAI has one of the best signals on the FM band. Not just because it's in the middle, but for some reason, for example, WBAI always sounded better than WNCN, which was at 104.3. They run the same power through the same antenna, but our signal is magnificent. The actual signal is magnificent. What goes into the transmitter depends upon what shape the studio equipment is in.
And the shape of studio equipment, like everything else at WBAI, depends on listener support. Josephson worries about Empire State Building pulling the plug.
If for some reason we actually were evicted, and I say we because I'm coming on 50 years of involvement with WBAI in one way or another, that would be the end because there's no place to go. And eventually we would lose the license. And if we falter, we were off the air for 45 days after February 11th, 1977, and the FCC didn't care. But if we were actually evicted and forced to move the transmitter out of the Empire State Building, there's nowhere to go. You can't go to my apartment. It's a huge machine. It's, 60 inches wide and about 10 feet tall. It's got pipes and huge wires coming in out of it.
So if we lose the Empire State Building and we no longer can afford to be there and we are evicted because we owe them $250,000, that means it's the end of WBAI.
I think so, yes.
Larry Josephson, freeform radio host, award-winning public radio producer, founder of the Radio Foundation, and former WBAI manager. WBAI has until March 15th to pay the Empire State Building $50,000 with another $250,000 payable March 30th. The station has an emergency Save the Transmitter page, accessed through WBAI.org. On a positive note, Bob Fass, veteran broadcaster and host of Radio Unnameable, says he thinks the station can raise $250,000 in the next 2 weeks. But what about the $250,000 after that and the next $250,000 WBAI will have to raise?
We have to dance with Emma Goldman. We have to recapture that mischievous feeling that we once had, that we have to laugh and study with Professor Irwin Corey, We have to, you know, the greatest expansion in the history of Pacifica came when we were able to laugh with scorn at Lyndon Johnson and Henry Kissinger and Dick Gregory and George Carlin, and for that matter, Cheech and Chong did more for Pacifica than you can imagine.
How so?
They did more than anybody except Lenny Bruce or Wavy Gravy. They captured the mocking feeling that people can use to climb out of a depression. And people, we are in a kind of a psychic depression now because we feel that we can't find a way to laugh at this. If we can find a way to laugh at it, we'll be taking more air into our lungs and we'll be able to think better. And if the audience can see that they have something, that there's something of value that they get from a place like WBAI, then we'll win. If the naysayers and the pessimists are transcendent, then we're doomed.
Host of WBAI's Radio Unnameable, Bob Fass, after a screening of the film Radio Unnameable at Symphony Space in New York City.